Thailand's new king was formally crowned this month, and the ruling military junta has put a priority on protecting his image. It is jailing citizens who defame, insult, or threaten the monarchy. As Michael Sullivan reports from Bangkok, Thai dissidents may not find safety even when they flee the country.
64-year-old Thanya Therawut's son, Siam, fled to Laos shortly after the coup after running afoul of the military. But the two stayed in touch via social media until a few months ago when he went quiet. 2 weeks ago, she heard from activists that he and two other dissidents had been forcibly returned to Thailand after trying to enter Vietnam on false passports. She hasn't heard anything since, but fears the worst. Yes, she says. I think all three of them are dead. They wouldn't be the first. 2 years ago, at least two Thai dissidents were forcibly disappeared while living in Laos. And then there was this grisly discovery just a few months back. In January, Thai television showed pictures of the bodies of two anti-monarchists on the Thai side of the Mekong River. They'd disappeared in the Lao capital a month earlier, along with another prominent activist. The dead men's hands and feet were bound with rope. They'd been disemboweled and stuffed with concrete.
Thai authority and Lao authority in the beginning totally denied knowledge of their disappearances. It took a long time for them to confirm that those were the bodies of missing activists.
And even after they did, says Sunai Pasuk, senior Thai researcher at Human Rights Watch, the authorities offered no assurances of a proper investigation, which surprised him not at all.
Human Rights Watch has seen paper evidence, even official requests from Thai government to the Lao government of names that the Thai want the Laos authority to help arresting and handing them over. And these names include those who have gone missing, those who have been murdered.
Despite this, Thai authorities deny having any role in the disappearances of any Thai activists, including the three allegedly returned to Thailand from Vietnam earlier this month. Deputy Prime Minister and former General Prawit Wong Suwan says the government has no idea what's become of the three. The Vietnamese government isn't talking either. Not surprising, given that a Vietnamese blogger who applied for refugee status at the UN in Bangkok disappeared right after filing his application in January. He turned up a few days later in jail in Hanoi. Human Rights Watch researcher Sunai Pasuk says there seems to be a quid pro quo among Southeast Asian governments these days to help each other hunt down asylum seekers.
Enforced disappearances of dissidents and critics of governments are in fact routine in Vietnam and Thailand, but now it has reached a new level of danger for activists.
Activists like Nitiwat Wanasiri of the folk group Phai Yen, currently in hiding with two other band members who also fled after the coup, and have written songs critical of both the military and the monarchy. Nitiwat says he's sure they'll be targeted next. We're on their list, he says. We just have to stay alert and try to be ready if they come. 64-year-old Thanya Therawut is pretty sure they already came for her son, Siam. All she wants is closure. I can't get any answer, she says. If someone took your son, how would you feel? Is he dead or not? Just give me an answer, she says. I need an answer. For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Bangkok.